How's it, guys? Thanks for joining me, Ravon Smith here on A Sure Thing, as we look ahead to racing on the weekend before Christmas. Fingers crossed this is the weekend we make a few rand in order to afford that last-minute shopping in the build-up to the big day next Thursday. And Friday is our first port of call for the weekend. There's a double header of local racing action on Friday. During the day, we're at Fairview in the Eastern Cape, and later on, nighttime is the right time for racing under the lights on the turf, an 8-race program that gets underway at 16:20. Good to have you along for the preview of this race meeting at Hollywood Beds Greyville. I thought a rather tricky one. One that we're going to have to approach with quite a bit of caution because the horse I like most runs in the last race on the day. So that just tells you how difficult I think the night meeting can be. I would suggest that we add in as many as the budget allows, play a bit bigger, take a smaller percentage and keep fingers crossed that we've picked the right ones. And you know what it's like. Racing is all about opinions. I like certain horses, you like certain horses, but it's all about me sharing my sentiments, reasoning and also selections with you about who I like and the reasons why I like them. And then you can make an informed decision. You can either use them, don't use them. Choice is all yours, but that's the beauty about racing. We all have opinions about who we think can win a specific race on the card. Now, with there being 8 races on the programme, the first gets underway at 16:20, and that's where the exotic starts on the day. 5 minutes prior to that, you of course need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. When putting through your selections, play the bet slip, because that puts you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize on offer if you were to select all the winners on the card. And who knows, it might just be you. Right, let's get straight into the action. First race on Friday, opening leg of the Bipot, is a maiden plate for fillies over 1,800 metres. 11 runners will face the starter. And I did not receive a publication for this meeting. I've made notes. I've also jotted down the antipose market. And this is what I've come up with. 11 Cali Bullet is at 2.86-1. Number 4, Didi's Delight at 3.33. 8 Miss Galore, 3.75, along with 9 Call Me Harriet, 3.75-1. It's 6.25-1 and upwards bar those. I'm in the camp of the second choice in the market in the opener, and that's number 4, Didi's Delight, from the stable of Mike Miller with Tristan Godden on board. She happens to be the half-sister to Quid Pro Quo, and she ran in France now the other day, didn't Quid Pro Quo. Anyway, Didi's Delight improved last time out when finishing fourth over 1,400 metres. That was on the Polly. Now, the way she was staying on that day certainly suggests that she will enjoy going over a little bit further. This time round, she goes over 1,800 metres. And question is, will she see out the 1,800? Only time will tell. She's the kind of horse that I do think we can still expect a little bit of natural improvement from. And if she sees out the 1,800, I do think she could be involved in the shake-up. So I'm going 4, Didi's Delight, ahead of 8, Miss Galore, 11, Cali Bullet, and 9, Call Me Harriet as my selections in the first. Second, first leg of the place accumulator, 16.55 is the off. Race 2 is a Class 5 fillies and mares benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. 12 runners will face the starter. Number 5, Golden Angel at 3.03-1. 7, Amafort is at 3.75. 8, Copacabana, 4.55. Along with a horse that I like, number 3, Blind Speed, at 4.55-1. Reason I like number 3, Blind Speed, is that she has shown improvement in her last two starts. She was 5th in a penultimate over this distance and 3rd in a most recent run. Now, the horse that finished behind her in 4th last time out when she ran 3rd was a horse called Beautiful Rania, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line to give it a boost. Yeah, she jumps from a good draw of 3. She's the kind of horse that likes to go and race up handy. And I do think if she kicks away at the right time, she may be hard to peg back in the rundown to the wire. So I'm going 3, Blind Speed, ahead of 1, Nile the Boss, 5, Golden Angel, 8, Copacabana. As we move along to race 3, a middle stakes over 1,900 metres, 10 runners will line up for the opening leg of the Pick 6. That jumps at 17:30. Yeah, I'm looking no further than number 8, Plum Pudding, at 2.86-1 on HollywoodBets.net. Andre Null, Keegan DeMello, they team up with number 8 Plum Pudding, who has got honest, consistent form lines to her name coming into this race. She stayed on when third over 1800 metres on the poly track last time out, and if one looks at her record to date, you'll see she's won once, she's finished second once from as many starts on this track. She's the kind of horse that will be coming from off the pace, mowing them down, will probably hit the front close home to win going away, and that's what I'm hoping will happen on Friday night, and hence the reason I'm going with number 8 Plum Pudding, ahead of 2 Power Star, 7 Q Wing, and 5 JP's Palace. Leg 1, Jackpot 1 is race 4 off 1805. Sea Stakes over 2400 metres, 12 runners will line up and face the starter. We number 8 Counselors are 3.57-1, 2 Chill in the Air 4.55, 7 Hodgepodge at 5.56, along with 3 Continental Express at 5.56. I like the horse at 7.14 in the betting, and that's number 12 High Q. Now, having had a look at this race, I do realise that number 2 Chill in the Air is 2 kilos better off at the weights with number 12 High Q, and that should be enough to turn the tables with number 12 High Q, but High Q to me is edging closer to another win with every outing. Should have finished a lot closer last time out, as he was hanging inwards over the final 250. This time round, from the widest draw, Sean Veal is likely to use this gelding's early gate speed to jump, push forward, then cross and go and set the fractions, and notably, this is also trainer Masawi's sole runner on the cards, and it wouldn't surprise me if it were to be a winning one. The only reservation I have, and I wrote it here, if High Q sees out the 2,400 metres, then I do think he could prove hard to peg back in the run to the wire. So I'm going 12 High Q, ahead of 2 Chill in the Air, 3 Continental Express, 7 Hodgepodge. Leg 1, Jackpot 2, jumps 1840. That's race 5 on the card. Class 4 benchmark, 82 over 1600. 11 runners will face the starter. 3.57-1 each of 2. Number 4, Industrial Strength. 5, Got to Go Eddie at 3.57-1. And then it's 5.56-1 bar those 2. You probably could make a case for both of them in the opening leg of Jackpot 2, and hence the reason you're probably going to have to put both of them in. I'm going to side in number 4 Industrial Strength's favour. Dean Kanemeyer, Keegan DeMello, they team up, and I do think Industrial Strength is better than his last 2 starts suggest when fitted with blinkers. I couldn't, for the life of me, understand why this horse was fitted with blinkers. Last time out also reported to not be striding out. But coming back to the blinkers, those were never fitted in Cape Town, because I remember this horse distinctly as the kind of horse that will always be doing his best work late in the closing stages. His form shows that he's won once and he's finished second once from as many starts on this course. The blinkers have been removed. Yippee! And I do think, on best form shown, he can make his presence felt in a race like this. Hence the reason I'm going 4 Industrial Strength, 8 of 5 Got to Go Eddie, 3 Noom's Arm, and 7 Royal Sword. Race 6 is a Sea Stakes Fillies and Mares over 1,000 metres. 9 runners will line up and face the starter. 3.03-1, number 3, Call Me Jane. 3.57, number 5, Crofty Crofty. 5.56-1, number 8, Miss Monroe. And 6.25-1 and upwards bar those. Andre Nall, Tristan Godden, they team up with a horse that I like, and that's number 3, Call Me Jane. Now, she was very speedy last time out. When she won over this course and distance, she kept finding all the way to the wire, and I'm keeping fingers crossed that a repeat performance like that is what we can expect on Friday evening. For that win, she received a £3 penalty. Not too concerned, as Tristan Godden retains the ride. The Andre Nall Yard is in form, and I do think she can follow up with another win. Hence the reason I'm going 3 Call Me Jane, ahead of 5 Crofty Crofty, 1 Captain's Pride, and 4 Jane's Vision. Race 7 is a B Stakes over 1,000 metres. 3.03-1, number 2, Captain Christie. 3.33, number 3, Circumbendibus. 4.55, number 1, I'm a Fireball, and 6, Born Warrior. And you can get 6.25-1 and upwards bar those. I'm going with number 2, Captain's Christie. a winner of her last two starts. Her latest one was over this distance on the Polly. She ran on well that day and she fought hard all the way to the wire. Definitely ideally course and distance suited. She receives her sex allowance here. Keegan DeMello rides, and I do think she can bring up the hat-trick. Hence the reason I'm going to Captain's Christie. 8 of 9, Hit the Mad Sunshine. 4 first origin, 1 I'm a Fireball. On to the 8th and final event we go. If all goes according to the plan, 20:30 the off-time race, 8, Class 5, Benchmark 70. 12 runners will line up at, or rather 10 runners will line up at the 1200 metre mark. Let me get that right. 10 runners at the 1200, and here I'm looking no further than the horse I said I like the most on the card, and that is number 3, Music Is Life. Now, he sat just off the pace last time out on the Polly track, and he was staying on gamely when he finished 5th. Ideally suited to this course and distance, and if you look at his record, 1 win, 2 seconds, 3 thirds from 9 starts. He's dropping in class, and I do think he can be involved in the shake-up, because he'll definitely be the kind of horse that'll be up with the pace from the get-go, and Simunga Kamalo definitely does look like he is well-placed to bounce this horse back to winning ways. I'm going 3, Music Is Life, 8 of 4, Professor Lupin, 8, Now I Got You, and 1, Brave Voyager. And that takes care of racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville on Friday evening. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable evening's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.